Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks so much for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight, our shout out goes to Phone Guy, who shares that he loves Sleepwave and thanks us for making them every week. It is our true pleasure to do so, and we are so glad to hear that your sleep has improved since becoming a listener. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Our children face more health challenges than we as parents ever did, and it can be challenging as a parent to be sure that you're doing the right things for your family. The advice can be overwhelming. I believe that moms are an absolute force of nature and have the most ability to create change. And that's why I created the Wellness Mama podcast to give simple answers for healthier families and to cut through all the noise. With over 700 episodes, this show has tons of practical tips on topics like real food, stress, sleep, fitness, toxins, natural living, and so much more to give you actionable steps to improve your family's health. Simply search for Wellness Mama, spelled M-A-M-A, on your preferred podcast platform to join the hundreds of thousands of regular listeners.
About a decade ago, when I was deep into my yoga and meditation path, I first heard the term dark night of the soul. I didn't have any idea what it was, but I was pretty sure I wanted nothing to do with it. I wanted things to be light and easy as much as possible. But, as it does, life happened to me and things got challenging, and when someone suggested I might be having a dark night of the soul, I looked back into it. In basic terms, it's a time usually brought on by some sort of difficult event, the death of a loved one or another loss or significant transition of some kind. It often makes you question the meaning of your current path, your identity, or what was previously very important to you. The end of it is often marked by the feeling of rebirth or reawakening, where your perspective shifts in a way that it was unable to before. While I don't know that I had a true dark night of the soul all those years ago, I certainly feel like I have undergone one now. While the concept can be scary, as none of us wants to undergo challenging transitions, I like to focus on the rebirth aspect. We all go through so many changes throughout our lives. Who you were as a child was different from your identity as a teen or a young adult or a fully grown person. Each time you go through one of these transitions, your perspective and attitudes shift and you become slightly different. The difference of a dark night of the soul shift, however, is that the shift of perspective feels more permanent and deeply ingrained across any other life transitions you may undergo. It's indeed something that feels more soul deep, and in my experience, quite positive. It's something that can make you deeper and wiser and more clear on what is important in life. Whether or not you feel like you've experienced a dark night of the soul, meditation can be integral in helping us through all the big shifts life is going to offer us. It allows us to better hear and heed our intuition, to be able to be calm even through turbulent times and whirling thoughts, and gives us a safe, soft place within ourselves to experience rest and peace. Tonight, we are going to immerse ourselves in this inner quiet and rest as we contemplate the many lessons and gifts that deep life transitions may offer us. Get cozy. Allow your day to slip away as we sink into comfort and ease and meditate together to From Dark to Light by Billy Gill. In modern times, the phrase dark night of the soul is used to describe a crisis of faith or a difficult, painful period in one's life. The origins of that phrase, though, stem from the Spanish priest, mystic, and poet of the 16th century named Saint John of the Cross. He wrote a treatise called Noche Oscura, which was a commentary of his poem of the same name. The Spanish word for dark, oscura, has the same root as the English word obscure. The original Latin obscurus literally means to cover over or to make dark. It's this sense of the word dark that is most important in John of the Cross's poem. Today, we associate darkness with something unpleasant or scary, but John saw this darkness as more lovely than the dawn. It's the darkness of egolessness. Ego is Latin for I. St. John describes the last vestiges of ego merging with the divine as the night that joined beloved with lover. The conscious mind is associated with the day because we are awake during the day. As diurnal being the opposite of nocturnal, we are most active during the day when the sun is in the sky. We are adapted to the light of the sun, and our biology reflects that relationship. There's a fundamental set of conditions in our humanness that are inseparable from our existence. We have hormones that tell us to wake up when the sun is in the sky, and those that tell us to sleep and dream when it isn't. Darkness and light are the warp and woof of the fabric of our experience. When there is light, we can see with our eyes. But the dark night of the soul is a phase of spiritual development that transcends the light of day, that is to say, the ego, the feeling of conscious, waking self-awareness. As you lie in your bed, notice that you are on the edge of this conscious awareness. Perhaps you still feel fully conscious, or you have noticed small gaps in the quality of your attention. You may be at the beginning of sleep or in the hypnagogic state, which hovers between wakefulness and sleep, a fertile state for making suggestions to yourself. That is because your subconscious can easily integrate those suggestions in the hypnagogic state. The subconscious will then proceed to influence your conscious waking life in every direction and habit you perform throughout the day. The dark corresponds to the unconscious. The unconscious contains aspects of our personality that are hidden from our conscious awareness, including repressed memories, forgotten experiences, and aspects of ourselves of which we are not consciously aware. It's dark because it is hidden from view. It's hidden from view because it is dark. Nonetheless, a profound shift in the subconscious mind can signal and evoke a profound shift in the choices, thoughts, feelings, and behavior, all of which constitute a person's character. A dark night of the soul, as it was understood by St. John of the Cross, signifies the later phases of spiritual awakening when one is truly ready to step into the unknown toward the inner call that beckons them. Take a moment now. And just breathe. Feel the comfort of your bed. Acknowledge the darkness of the room around you. Feel safe and cozy, even in this dark room, even in this quiet place. Here you can truly explore your inner life, your inner calling. Let's take some time to breathe now. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. Continue breathing at your own pace, deeply and slowly, for some time. Continuing now our exploration of the dark night of the soul. Saint John of the Cross drew his inspiration in this understanding of the dark night from the works of Dionysius Areopagite, the 6th century philosopher who advocated for a mystical theology. He believed that God is better characterized and approached by what it isn't rather than what it is. According to Dionysius, when all names and representations are negated, divine silence, darkness, and unknowing will follow. Because the transcendent is, by definition, beyond human capacity to grasp, surrender into unknowing is required for the final unselfing and surrender to the hidden purposes of the divine will. Therefore, it's often marked by confusion and helplessness, or in the words of the poet, darkness more lovely than the dawn. The process of transcending the ego translates to the realm of psychological transformation. The phenomenon of shedding the familiar conditions of the past and the structures that have supported a sense of identity up until the moment of transformation resonates with the dark night. It isn't inherently difficult, although a difficult and painful period is sometimes the impetus for such a transformation. When everything is lost and all seems darkness, then comes the new life and all that is needed. Psychiatrist Gerald G. May suggests, however, that if someone is aware that they are experiencing a dark night, it may not be the authentic, transformative process that characterizes this spiritual journey. Instead, it could be a self-imposed or artificially constructed experience that lacks the depth and spontaneity of genuine spiritual transformation. May emphasizes that the dark night of the soul is a profound and often unexpected experience that involves a deep sense of spiritual desolation, abandonment, or crisis. It is not something that can be manufactured or consciously sought after. Therefore, if an individual is consciously aware of going through such a process, it might indicate a different psychological or spiritual state rather than the authentic dark night of the soul as described by St. John. As you continue to breathe deeply and gently, imagine yourself surrounded by darkness. But this darkness is not frightening or oppressive. It is a gentle, comforting presence, like a warm blanket enveloping you in its embrace. Allow yourself to feel safe and secure within this darkness, knowing that it holds the promise of transformation and renewal. In your own life, there may have been periods of time when you felt lost in the darkness, with a sense of rudderlessness or despair. Consider that in those times, there was deep transformation and growth happening beneath your conscious awareness. Reflect on how these dark nights have shaped you, how they have deepened your empathy, strengthened your resilience, and expanded your capacity for love and compassion. Like the night sky scattered with countless stars, each one of your dark nights holds its own unique beauty and significance, illuminating the path toward greater self-awareness and enlightenment. As you continue to meditate on the loveliness of your own dark nights, feel a sense of gratitude welling up within you. Gratitude for the lessons learned. The growth experienced. And the profound beauty discovered amidst the darkness. Allow this gratitude to fill your heart and soul, like a gentle stream flowing through the depths of your being, washing away any lingering doubts or fears. You are now calm and steady. Your facial muscles are relaxed. The forehead is smooth. The bridge of your nose spreads wide across your face. The eyes fall away from the eyelids. The breath is slow and even. Begin by taking a comfortable inhale through both nostrils. Notice a brief pause, and then exhale through the mouth. Again, inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through the mouth, and register a natural pause at the bottom of the exhale. Once more, inhale through both nostrils, pause, exhale through the mouth, pause. At any point, if you feel the need to return to this way of breathing, feel free to do so. In general, the energy of the right nostril and the energy of the left nostril fluctuate throughout the day. In this practice, we are paying attention to how the energy flows in each nostril, but never becoming forceful with the breath. With practice, you will become very attuned to the sensations of the breath on the right and left side. The right and left nostrils are really stimulating the right and left sides of the body. As you try to direct your awareness with each alternating breath, don't worry too much if you don't feel the breath switch from the right to left. There's no need to use your hands to manipulate the nostrils either. Although there are some methods of practice that use the hands to manually shift the breath from side to side, for our purposes, simply shift from one nostril to the other using only your intention. Your intention is enough. We will now practice alternate nostril breathing. Begin. When you are ready, by inhaling through the left nostril and notice the pause at the top of your breath. Imagine that the energy of the breath has been gathered at the center of the brow. As you exhale, using your intention, release the breath slowly through your right nostril. Notice a brief pause as your exhale turns into an inhale through the right nostril, drawing the energy of the breath to the brow center. Exhale through the left nostril and feel the whole left side of the body relax. Inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through both nostrils. Pause. This completes one cycle of alternate nostril breathing. If you need to take a round or two of easy breathing, in through the nose and out through the mouth, give yourself permission to breathe in this way, or however the breath naturally wants to move. When you are ready for another cycle of alternate nostril breathing, inhale through the left nostril. Notice the pause at the center of the brow. Exhale through your right nostril. The whole right side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale again through the right nostril, gathering energy at the center of the brow. Pause there. Exhale through the left nostril. The whole left side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through both nostrils to complete the cycle. Go on practicing alternate nostril breathing. The dark night isn't merely a period of suffering to be endured, but an opportunity for profound spiritual growth and transformation. It's a natural part of the spiritual journey, a necessary stage through which people must pass in order to deepen their understanding of themselves and their relationship to transcendence. Surrender and acceptance during the dark night, rather than resistance, will bring about the renewal and the rebirth into something altogether new, something dawning out of the darkest night. If the dark night does occur in the form of profound suffering, Have compassion for yourself in the midst of the difficulties. Know that this crucible is a sacred process for your own spiritual renewal. Trust that you are being guided, not just in the darkness, but that it is the darkness itself that is guiding you toward the most radiant dawn. Surrendering into the unknown is a leap of faith that many people would not willingly take on themselves. The dark night of the soul is a passive phase of spiritual development. It is something that happens to you. You are supported as you move into deeper, darker, more mysterious and more beautiful realms of your own being. sleep. Sleep.